People representing government, tourism, business, and education in the Berkshires spelled out a laundry list of accomplishments and needs to 8 state senators at the Berkshire South Regional Community Center. Among the lawmakers in attendance was Democrat Stan Rosenberg. He was elected as Senate President in January.
This is all part of a new beginning for us. We really need to reach out and give people the opportunity to communicate with us and really help us set the priorities going forward, so that we're being responsive to the real needs of the people.
Most of the issues on the table centered around the three western Massachusetts counties of Berkshire, Franklin, and Hampshire. The region makes up 20% of the state, but with 360,000 people, it's just 5% of the population. And outside of 8 cities, 67 towns have 2,000 people or less, according to Dave Christopoulos, executive director of the Hilltown Community Development Corporation. He advocated for the creation of an Office of Rural Policy, which has been put forth in the legislature.
There's a lot of similarities in what we do across this region, and it's important for me to think about it in terms of a system. How can we work together to encourage collaboration and cooperation and develop an action plan that's regional?
Christopoulos says having state leaders encouraging town governmental officials, who often wear multiple hats, to collaborate across community lines can help address housing, transportation, and broadband deficiencies. Nat Carnes of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission says there are really two Berkshires, the affluent communities and those that are struggling. Because of that, he says policies need to be adaptable to address the previously stated needs.
We are probably the most demographically and economically challenged region in the Commonwealth. North Adams ranks 348th in income out of 351 municipalities. Adams is 346th. Pittsfield's 338th, and about half the population lives in those three largest communities.
Pat Begerwitz is co-owner and president of Onyx Specialty Papers in Lee. The company has 155 employees with an annual payroll exceeding $10 million. It ships half of its products out of the U.S., but it uses as much energy as 3,500 homes, making energy the company's third highest cost behind raw materials and labor. Despite cutting electricity consumption by half over the past decade, Begowitz says the company's electric bill in 2014 was $2.4 million.
While we celebrate new jobs created by the growing green industry, have we reviewed the data to see the impact on the jobs in more traditional manufacturing businesses? 70 of my coworkers lost their jobs in 2007, due in large part to spikes in electricity costs. That was certainly an unintended consequence of some regulatory and legislative decision making, but it was a very serious consequence nonetheless for those 70 families.
Senate President Stan Rosenberg says the statewide listening tour is meant to help lawmakers better understand needs in areas they don't represent.
And so it is really clear that there are some very significant needs out here, particularly in terms of transportation, job creation, broadband, municipal services, having adequate support from the Commonwealth and local aid and those sorts of things.
Jonathan Butler, COO of One Berkshire, the county's economic development agency, says having Rosenberg, an Amherst Democrat, in a power position could help Western Massachusetts better connect to Boston.
I think that's going to give us a bigger voice in Western Mass, so we're excited right out of the gates to already have him here listening to some of our needs, and I think more importantly, listening to all the good things that are happening here in the Berkshires. That's the message that we really want to convey.
State Senators Jim Welch, Donald Humison, Eric Lesser, Michael Rodericks, John Keenan, William Brownsberger, and Ben Downing were also part of the conversation tour. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.